a Santa Claus story, so if you have children in the house, you might want to turn down the radio for just a few minutes if you catch my drift. One of the last things you might be thinking about this holiday season is all the work it takes to get the right look for the Santa Claus. And Atlanta reporter Philip Gratzer spent some time with some St. Nicks who are not content to merely don a wig and fake beard.
A seemingly ordinary suburban beauty shop. It's the kind of place where you can come for a cut or a perm. But today, there are middle-aged men, a little plump, and they all have beards. Wearing identical red smocks, they're sitting in the barber's chairs, under hair dryers, or just gossiping. One is leaning backwards over a sink.
I'm Santa Phil, and I've been a Santa. This is my fourth year professionally. And I'm sliding down to get my hair washed. There we go. Whew, that's cold.
Hair Appeal is the place where aspiring Santa Clauses with honest-to-goodness beards can come to get their hair and whiskers turned to a snowy white. Joyce Beisel, the shop's co-owner, grooms about 300 Santas a year.
What I'm trying to do now is just take the color out of it in order to get him into a white stage, because he's still got a lot of dark hair.
Today, there are 9 Santas in the shop to get their hair and beards bleached, conditioned, and trimmed. The whole process takes 6 hours and costs about $200. First, a bleaching solution is applied. It looks like shaving cream and smells awful, like ammonia.
Can you imagine it up under your nose? That's why they have these cute little pipes to breathe out of. It just keeps the fumes away from their mouth.
During the downtime, there's lots of opportunity for the Santas to exchange tricks of the trade.
I'm looking for an inexpensive pocket watch. You know, one that you... The top flips up.
I got 2. This is my everyday one, and you get that at Walmart.
Daryl Dean is a little anxious. He's a first-time Santa, and soon he'll be in a mall in Florida.
I was thinking that this company would have a school that I would go to, but they don't. They just send me some literature to read and a DVD to watch. And so I guess the first day or two, I'm just going to have to fly by the seat of my pants.
Dean listens in on a couple of old-timers who are discussing what to say when a child asks for a kitten.
You be sure and put a note on the Christmas tree from your parents, permission slip signed by both parents. If you have that note there, I'll leave the live animal.
I always tell them Santa doesn't bring live animals. You say, well, you know how Santa travels. It's cold up there. Besides, Mom's standing out about 10 feet, and if you don't say that, that'll be your last Santa job.
With their gray, black, scraggly, wet beards, the Santa wannabes look more like Osama bin Laden in St. Nick. Each carries a kitchen timer, and when it goes off, the bleach is washed out and the toner is applied. This step can make a grown Santa cry.
It's burning. It feels like somebody's put a poker in the fire and took it out and stuck it on top of your head. It really does. It burns. It just burns. It just burns.
But for the honor of playing such a joy-giving role, most of them would agree that the burns, the fumes, and the hours in the chair are a small price to pay. For NPR News, I'm Philip Gratzer in Atlanta.